prayed for 7.5 years to see heaven. He was a missionary to the Amazon jungles when God honored his request and took him to heaven for 5.5 days. Listen now as Dr. Kalei shares this fabulous testimony.
Yes, friends, after praying for over 7 years to go into heaven, it really happened from the jungles of South America. And, of course, I wanted to know a lot of things in heaven. And I asked about money. Can you imagine asking about money in heaven? I asked all about money. And Jesus told me that he had to use money when he was upon this earth. He had to use it. And, of course, he told me how they carried a money bag. But he didn't carry the money bag, and I don't carry the money bag. But I've got other people that will carry the money bag for me. But I want you to turn with me to Romans, the 15th chapter, and the 24th verse. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, said Paul, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are in Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and that debtors they are, they owe, in other words, their own money. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. This is wonderful. When therefore I have performed this, and have sealed to them this faith, this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. I've been in Spain. A wonderful meeting there in Spain, in Barcelona. My, it was a great meeting in Barcelona. I don't know how many we had, but it was a tremendous crowd in Barcelona, Spain. So I know Spain. And Paul talked about Spain. But I want to talk about what they told me about money. I want to say that without the carnal connection on this earth, it is impossible to operate down here upon this earth. You would be just like Elijah. You would take off in a chariot. You'd not be around anymore to do the work that the Lord has called us to do. So during this earth walk upon this earth, we just have to pay our bills. And if you don't pay your bills, you lose credibility on this earth. And one of the worst things to do upon this earth is not pay your bills. And if you pay your bills, then people will realize that you are sincere in your walk upon this earth talking about God. We're having a beautiful picture made of me. My, they say it's beautiful, not me, so I've got to tell them what the people say. They call it beautiful. All right, I think everything that has been born again, whether it's black, white, yellow, or any color, becomes beautiful. And we are having made 200,000, which is just a part of this ministry, because I do have many addresses to send these pictures to, including businessmen. So I appeal to you this morning, and I'm going to send you a picture. And this picture you can send for this picture at this address. And I will ask my friend here to give that address again once more. Thank you. Now, this picture is not just a little postcard picture, but it's a very large size. You could call it an 8x10 or whatever you want, but it's around that size. And it will look beautiful because it is done in color. Colors are red and different colors, the lettering in red. And it'll be there, a picture of me. And many of you have written to me in the past. I'd like to have a later picture of you. And we'll send you one of these pictures when you send us a donation to this address which my brother has just given to you to get one of these pictures. And they'll be mailed to you, and on the other side of this picture, I will write a real account of my ministry from the time I started till this present day, of which I know you've asked me for. And we'll mail them to you now. Any donation that the Lord puts upon your heart and on your heart, and every bit of this money will go for this purpose, to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ and to get these tapes out into places in the portions such as prisons and places like that, and to the poor where they cannot afford to pay for them. So your donation for this beautiful picture of me, that's right, this day, how I look at 81 years old, you can have it by sending a donation of any amount. My birthday is on the 8th of May. That's not very far away. But you don't need to call it a birthday gift if you want to, but I'll accept it as such. A birthday gift in order to, for the gospel of Jesus Christ, for the promotion of this tape ministry. So I'm going to ask my brother to give, please, the address once more. Thank you. Now, I want to take you directly into heaven. And this walk in heaven, I asked Jesus about money. And here is what Jesus told me, directly coming from the Son of God. And this picture he told me, in order to be able to carry this gospel to this on this earth walk. We're definitely on an earth walk here. Although I spend most all my time walking in the Spirit, very little dealing with the carnal, but which I have to do, but I stay in the Spirit while I'm even dealing with the carnal. And that is the things that have to be done upon this earth. So therefore, Jesus told me that it was necessary to have money. Now, I believe that the promotion of the gospel of Jesus Christ is worth paying for, absolutely worth paying for, to get this gospel out. Now, this is exactly what we're going to do. As we said in the tape previous, we're going to translate this tape into every known language of the world. This is what Jesus told me to do, to translate it into every known language of the world. So therefore, your gift will be sending this gospel to the foreign land. It'll be sending this gospel behind the Iron Curtain. It will be sending this gospel to China. It'll be sending this gospel to India. It'll be sending this gospel to all parts of this whole earth, to send this gospel through these tapes to these people. Won't it be wonderful and really true if we, those Arabs over there in Saudi Arabia and all over in Beirut and all over those places get these tapes in Arabic and they hear it in Arabic? Well, I want to tell you, they'll sit around at astonishment, because King Faisal of Saudi Arabia, before he died, he was interested in heaven, wanted me to come to him and tell him about heaven, which I did. So I know definitely, without a question, I will be called before the great dignitaries of the world. I'm expecting to be called before kings and priests. I'm expecting to be called before the Pope, which I already have. I'm expecting to be called before Ping of China. I'm expecting to be called to the headquarters of all the American organizations in religion, in order to carry this message to the four parts of the earth, to the parts of the earth where this message is so needed. Can you imagine something like this happening in the jungles? Because I know those Indian languages, and I'll have no problem in putting this tape into the different Indian languages. Can you imagine those Indians there in the interior, the headhunters, way back where they're still headhunters, taking this tape and giving them a tape machine with a battery tape machine, putting these tapes in, speaking out of that box in their own language, I'll tell you that's going to do something. This is what the Lord has told me to do. And you can become a part of this great ministry by just giving a donation to my picture, of which I am having printed 200,000 of them. And that would be just a drop in the bucket, because I expect to eventually send out about 5 million of these pictures to the four corners of the earth. And to know who it was, that voice it was, or who it was that went to this trip to heaven to be with Jesus in the heavenlies. I want you to think how wonderful that will be for to sit down in the jungles, or in the back in the interior China, or in Bangladesh, or in any part of the world, Indochina, Vietnam. We are guaranteed by God, not by a man, by God, to get this tape ministry clear into these different nations and to these different languages. And that's exactly what every penny of this money will go for the promotion of the tape ministry and to get it into these countries by the glorious power of the Lord. I want you to know just how you can try to think. Here is almost a naked native listening to this tape, and all at once he's touched by the power of the Lord, touched by this testimony, and he falls down in his face and calls upon the living God in his language and say, Father of heaven, what must I do to be saved? And the blood of Jesus, we've talked about the blood of Jesus being applied in these tapes, in this album. And we'll send a whole album to them along with a machine that they will be able to listen to these tapes. You say, how are they going to get the batteries charged? Why, we have a machine, no problem, where you can just turn the handle, and that's all they have to do, turn the handle, and the tape player will work, and they'll be, so they won't need any power, but just the power of their own hands, and they're used to that because they know how to turn their own little sewing machine that we've given them to make their own clothes. And they'll play that so wonderful, and oh, will they enjoy it to hear it in their own voice. At Pentecost, it was so miraculous at Pentecost because they heard them speak, everyone in their own language, after that language had been sown up, hallelujah, at Babel. And they'll hear the word about heaven in their own language because the word of God says this gospel must be published unto all nations, and that's publishing it. And it'll be published to all nations. That means everyone. Published to all nations. And then the end shall come. And then the poor in a community where we have a cluster of poor people, and we'll send that to the missionary right there in the very place where they're teaching their people in their own language, and they will be able to take that cluster of tapes or that album of tapes, and they'll set it up, and they'll be able to preach this wonderful walk in heaven to these precious people. This is on my heart. God has been dealing with me for about a month on this very, very, very operation world, to take this message to every nation under heaven. And I'll give you just right now how some of that Indian language sounds. Kraba deba tonga ta dala wa ido para aka Jesus, Jesus kanta wala ora unkubaba sala ora ba. Can you imagine them hearing a tape made like that? My, if that wouldn't blow your mind, I don't know what would, because it will put in those Indian languages, and we'll do a great missionary work through this wonderful obeying God what he's told me to. Now, here's how you can do it. Just send a donation. Now, these pictures should be ready in about 30 days. And just all you send is a donation of any amount. It's not, you can send $1,000 if you want to, or you can send just a dollar, or you can send $1,000,000. Why am I? You can send any amount you want, or even $10, or $20, or $25, or any amount you want, and we'll send this beautiful picture, really wrapped, beautiful, nice, and in with a beautiful, beautiful color. I'm telling you about in full color. And on it will say, I walked in heaven with Jesus, and each one will be autographed by me, and on the back in this wonderful, wonderful message, telling you all about my life's ministry. Oh, how wonderful it will be to know who you are, who made these tapes, whose voice it is coming through these tapes. And I know exactly you will do it. Now, it's absolutely Bible, because Paul did it. Paul went all to Macedonia, and he went around to different places, and he said, have it ready on Sunday morning. And he come and collected it. He said, have it ready on Sunday morning. He didn't have to go there and beg and take up an offering. They had it ready for him. And when he got there, he walked into there, and they handed Paul that check or whatever they did, and he took it into Jerusalem and fed the poor saints of Jerusalem. Not only did he feed them food, but he also fed them the gospel. Can you imagine those poor, same as the poor saints were in Jerusalem, without food, without money, without clothes, without these things, and Paul had a ministry of taking care of the poor. So therefore, we're going to do just this. We are going, if we come in a community there, I know God is going to give me, and I already have a lot of missionaries, don't worry about that, and ready to go. A lot of them. I got a lot of missionaries. And they will go, and they'll be so glad to get these tapes, because they can use them, this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful walk in heaven with Jesus. Friends, just think of it. I couldn't be in every place in the world. If I had to, I'd have to be like Jesus, and I'm not like Jesus. I'm not allowed to be like Jesus. I heard a man, this actually happened in Mexico. There was a man preaching in this town, and when he was preaching, he left the next town, and you know they still heard his voice preaching there, and that actually happened. But listen, God doesn't ask me to do it that way, because that'd be too powerful. That'd give me too much power to do something like that, to be preaching all over through the Spirit. But I do want to tell you, please get into this ministry. Please get into it. Businessman, take a portion of your business and put it in, and this will absolutely get this walk in heaven in the whole world. This is my vision. This is the vision that Jesus gave me. Now, Jesus told me how to take up the money. Do you know what? Here's what he told me how to take up money. He said, just like they did in the apostles' days. Here's what he said. You've got apostles down there, haven't you? I said, yes. He said, you got pastors? I said, yes. You got evangelists? I said, yes. Well, he said, you certainly got a lot of apostles down this earth if you just find out who they are. And he said, have them stand in a row and take their shoes off and take their socks off and let the people come down and put the offering at the apostles' feet. My, doesn't that blow your mind? I mean, isn't that something to take a lot of apostles around? I want to take some apostles around with me, because this is some apostles, and I'll have all these apostles take their shoes off and stand there, and you can lay the offering at the apostles' feet, and I'll tell you that's a good way to do business, because I'll tell you the apostles will count the money. It'll be all done in perfect order. Count the money, and it'll go right into the tape ministry, hallelujah, to carry the gospel to the four corners of the earth. And he said, you get the gold, too. He said, you get the gold. Don't get all paper. There's a lot of gold down in the world. And he says, you got it down there, and it belongs to us. See all this gold up here? He says, it's my father's. And he said, he owns every bit of it down there. And he said, you get that gold down there and put it into a safe place, and use it for the gospel. Oh, I want to tell you, paper's pretty, but I took an offering in gold one time, and I'll tell you, that gold shone. It was about, I don't know how much it was, a big heap of $20 gold pieces, all a big heap of them. How would you like, you got $20 gold pieces put away? I know you have. I know you got them, because you keep them. They're not going to do you one bit of good, not one bit of good. You've got a gold piece laying there. Maybe you got 10 of those gold pieces. Just take those gold pieces and put them in a sack. If you got 100 of them, look, you know what we can do with those gold? We can sell those gold pieces for up to $100. And we can, so you get that gold out of the attic. Just get it out. Because God told me to tell you to get that gold out of there. And get that gold and send it in. If it's pretty heavy, you don't want to send it by mail, send it American Express. Put it in there, send it right straight to the tape ministry. And I'll tell you, that gold will come in. And we'll use every penny of that gold you got stuck away. I went into a widow's house one time, and she had 30 $20 gold pieces under her bed. And she said, I'm going to give it to you. She said, and there was a lot of paper under there. She got a lot of money from selling her land to the coal miners. She says, I want to get rid of everything. When I lay on there, says, oh, $20 gold pieces stick right in my side, and I just want to get rid of them. So, you know, that those gold pieces, and I forget how much we sold them for the gospel, but we sold them right into the bank, and the bank took them right away, and we got, now you can get almost $400 for an ounce of it. I'm telling you, they're worth some money. So you please send that gold in. I'm asking for a gold offering, and this gold offering to come in from everywhere. And when the first gold offering comes into the tape, we'll announce your name if you want us to, right back over, some way somebody will announce it for us, because I don't have a television program. I don't have a radio broadcast right now. But some of the brothers will announce it for them, I'm sure. But we'll sure send you back a wonderful thank you for that gold. Gold, 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 because it belongs to God. Now we're going to turn over and say silver. You send your silver too, because I want to tell you, if you've got a lot of silver laying around there, I'm talking about the good silver. I'm not talking about this imitation stuff they got today. They got a lot of lead in it. I'm talking about one of those silver, pure silver pieces. And you put them in a sack and put them in with the gold. Because the gold and the silver belongs to God. It's in the Bible. And I'm sure you will use it for God's service. Then, my friends, also beside that, I know that you will enjoy giving. For my Bible says it's more blessed to give than receive. I'm not going to receive this. You know I'll receive it? The ministry. And that's the difference of the ministry. It'll go directly into the ministry to carry this gospel through the tape ministry to the all over the whole earth. My friends, now in heaven, I saw gold. I really saw gold in heaven. I saw so much gold in heaven. I saw the streets of gold. I saw, hallelujah, I saw the city four square. All the beams and everything was in heaven, made of pure gold. And all this beautiful gold in heaven, friends, you'll get all the gold you want when you get to heaven. I tell you, you will. So you don't need it down here when you're going to get all the gold, and beside it belongs to God anyway. And we're going to give it and put it in to the ministry of the Lord. Now, friends, I would like to also pray for you right now. Father, I pray that you will touch hearts that's within the voice of these tapes, that you will touch their heart, Jesus. You'll speak to them and cause them to send this offering for this picture. And I'm not ashamed of my picture to go out from coast to coast, because I tell you, it's me, 81 years old. God will bless you. But I'm going to ask my brother now, please, to give that address once more. I want to be sure you get this address. Thank you. Now, also beside this, they had dresses made of gold in heaven. Now, can you imagine a woman with a special dress? And I saw Amy McPherson in heaven. And I saw her, and I talked to her. She won a lot of souls there, and she did like beautiful dresses. And I picked the side of her dress. I said, Amy, how I like gold down on this earth? And she says, they've threaded this one of mine with pure gold. You ask how the women's going to dress in heaven? They're going to have beautiful dresses in heaven when the body comes up there. Beautiful, beautiful dresses. And it's going to be also a wedding garment. You know, it doesn't say that that wedding garment is just going to be just a nasty-look old white dress hanging down with no beauty to it. But you'll be dressed in the wedding garment and the wedding garment. That's right. You're the Holy Ghost, the Holy Power, the Holy Spirit. But you'll also have a real garment on you when your body comes up. And I saw the department in heaven. I'm going to tell you about this on the next part of this tape, and you won't. A production area where they're producing the wedding garments, where they're producing them. And I tell you, this is something. Now, I want you to think of a place. You've seen the factories where they make dresses. And over, Jesus took me over to this place. Heaven has three levels. Remember that, itself, three levels. That's three levels. That's right, and the third heaven is right on the bottom. See, because that's right. But you go right up to the seventh heaven. And the seventh heaven is right where God sits upon the throne. So I'm going to tell you about this great big heavenly factory. And who's fixing your dress for you? Your covering, your cloak, your mantle. Who's fixing your mantle? And if you could think of 10,000 angels, 10,000 angels, 10,000, I'm telling you, fixing your covering for heaven. Heaven is going to be beautiful. It's not just you won't go up there like a piece of gas or something, like people tell us what would be, or some kind of a mythic idea, or some kind of a funny being up there, or a reincarnation of some bird or something, or a reproduction of some snake or something. We're not that. We are humans. We're God's creation. We belong to the Lord, and we are part of the Lord. And we are God's likeness. We are created in God's likeness. And God's going to dress us up when we get to heaven beautiful. And in the part of this tape, I'm going to tell you all about this great heavenly garment factory. Oh, garment factory in heaven? And after everybody's clothes, they'll throw that garment factory right in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. They won't need it anymore. Oh, hallelujah. And it'll become a park. Oh, I tell you, heaven's real. Heaven is not just a place of some place not in order. It's a heavenly, isn't it, Jesus? Isn't it so, Jesus? You're looking down at me. Isn't it so, angels? Isn't it so, God the Father? I'm looking up at you right now. Isn't it true, God the Father? Isn't it true, Jesus, that heaven's a beautiful place? Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Get ready. Get ready to speak God language. Get ready to get dressed in a heavenly garment. Get ready to get dressed in it. And then I'm going to tell you in the other side of this tape, oh, just exactly what's going into these garments. Oh, hallelujah. They're not just something, because you will have your body will go up there. You'll have a reborn again, reproduced, remade body. And that you're going to walk around like kings and priests. Kings and priests. Can you imagine? And princes and princesses. But be all one. There won't be any man in charge of it than any woman. Because we'll neither male nor female. Can you imagine we being a being? That'll sure do away with all the jealousy. I'll tell you that. There'll be no jealousy. That caused a lot of jealousy down here. Some man chasing another man's wife. Now, that what messes things up on this earth, I'll tell you. Well, if you want to get yourself killed, you come down Indian territory and just mess with one of those Indians' wives. You won't be around very long, I'll tell you right now, because they're very immoral. But you know, there's a certain reality of purity. There's a certain reality of truth. And I'm going to pray, Jesus, bless these precious people out there. Tell them, Jesus, oh, to speak to them. To obey the voice of the Lord. I've given you the voice of the Lord this morning, and the voice of the Lord is real. Obey the Lord, and you'll be blessed in a marvelous way, because God is so real. Father, bless them out there as they listen to this tape. Bless them abundantly. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And yes, friends, I believe in speaking in tongues, and in God's language in tongues. And I want to tell you something about the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, I would have been dead a long time ago. I'll tell you, when you get there among the Indians as they were, the headhunters, and all those primitive tribes, you need something just beside a college education. I'll tell you, you need the power of God with you. And I learned a lot about the power of God being a missionary in the jungles of South America. I used to come through the jungle trails and praising the Lord and speaking in tongues. And you know what? I come among one tribe and I thought I was speaking in God's language. And I was speaking in the tribal language through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is so real, friends. The Holy Ghost, it is God's gift to this earth. The third person in heaven. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a real person, not just an it. And somebody said, well, I was baptized with it. You were never baptized with it. You were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a real person. And it was the Holy Ghost that overshadowed Mary for Jesus to be born, the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is a real, real person. But the wonderful part about the Holy Ghost, while Jesus can be everywhere in one time, the Holy Ghost can be in a dove, the Holy Ghost, and oh, wait a minute, I saw turtle doves in heaven, turtle doves. One time down in the jungles we were there, and here come the turtle dove. And you couldn't get rid of that turtle dove. He became my friend, and I'd feed that turtle dove. And he come, and you know, turtle doves, oh, the precious turtle doves. And then the turtle dove come there, and I said to Mama, I said, you know what, I believe that turtle dove's got the Holy Ghost. And you couldn't run that dove off. And every time that we'd have a service, that turtle dove would come in, fly around, and stayed around. And then he brought three more. And before we got through, we had over 300 turtle doves come to us to visit us in the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. How wonderful is the reality of the Holy Ghost, the dove of peace, the dove of reality. And in heaven, I saw just thousands upon thousands of turtle doves. And then the Holy Ghost was there feeding the turtle doves. Oh, it was wonderful. The Holy Ghost, a real person. And he said, these are my doves. And he says, my doves go all the way to the earth. Oh, the Bible is so real. The Bible is so precious. Heaven is so precious to see thousands upon thousands of doves in heaven. You know, a lot of people put up the cross, but they forget to put up the dove. They'll put the cross up. But I think they should paint doves all over the church house. And I'll tell you, one flew in when my mother went to be with heaven many, many years ago. And she was 27 years old. My mother went to be with Jesus. And she was a beautiful person. And then when she went to be with Jesus, she called us to the bedside. And she knew she was going because it was her time to go. God wanted her to come home. That my mother laying on her bed. And she called first. She spoke to the angels because she knew angels. And she said, angels, take care of my brood. And then in come this turtle dove flying in around the room with the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Spirit into that room. So if you see, I'll tell you, turtle doves will come to you. And one come to me, I was in Arizona, and I was in there at a place in the yard, and here come the turtle dove. And he come, many times the turtle doves come to me, and that turtle dove knows you when you got the Holy Ghost, do you know? And you know where that turtle dove comes from? Heaven. God, you don't realize how they fly in here. They come down through the same passageway, same place where I went, and the turtle doves come down, and they come to this earth. And God is going to send thousands of turtle doves down here, filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine a turtle dove filled with the Holy Ghost? My, that there they are with the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. So you see, heaven is full of beautiful, beautiful birds, beautiful beings, beautiful realities. No, but the most wonderful part about heaven, heaven has a dress factory. A dress factory in heaven? What do you mean by a dress factory? Well, God is fixing the garments in heaven. And they're real garments. They're not just something because your body's going up to heaven. And it'll be clothed, a remade body. And you'll get a wedding garment. You'll get a garment, another wedding garment, the spiritual wedding garment, the Holy Ghost. That's for your soul and for your spiritual life. But your body will go up, transformed just like Jesus, up into heaven just like Jesus conquered death. Your body will conquer death. That grave will open up and the dead in Christ shall rise first. But they're preparing in heaven. Now you'll get the wedding garment on when you go into the air. But that will be a spiritual wedding garment. But when you get into heaven, you'll be covered with a covering prepared by God. And they'll be prepared and they're so beautiful. You ladies, do you like beautiful clothes? I know a woman stayed in that house we did, and every closet was jammed full of clothes. And she went with me to buy a suit of clothes, and she could see those dresses, and she had about 300 or 400 of them. It was. She bought herself a couple of more dresses. That's right. A couple of more dresses, and I was just buying one suit. And she went over there with that credit card. And said, I like that one. I like that one. I like that one. And I looked in her closet, and she must have had 100 and 200 pairs of shoes sitting there in that closet. And all these clothes. She had spent thousands upon thousands upon thousands of clothes down here upon this earth. I want to tell you now, all that money, she needed a couple of dresses, or maybe 4 or 5. That's all. But can you imagine a woman spending so much money on clothes and she can't take one of those beautiful dresses with her? I knew another woman who bought a lot of dresses, and she bought one and went in there, and she's a friend of ours. She gives to charity, and she paid. She went there for a charity ball. She went out and paid $1,250 for one dress because I was with her. I saw her pay for it. $1,200 just for a charity ball dress. And it was beautiful, but she can't take it to heaven with her. There's no way you're going to take one of those earthly made dresses to heaven. No way. When you get laid in that grave, my friends, your grave clothes will be do you no good. Jesus, when he come to Lazarus, he says, loose him and let him go. And you know, loose him and let him go. There was Lazarus. Jesus had power over life and death. But Lazarus didn't take one bit of covering with him when his soul left for heaven. And those dresses, those suits, all those clothes. Of course, it's nice to dress nice before the public. I don't think a man should go before they're looking like a sloppy something. I think he should, and so should the woman be neat and nice. I don't believe in them putting on the oldest pair of shoes they can get a hold of them and slop and preach the Lord with something on that's about to come off. I seen a woman get on a platform out in California, and she got on there, you know, and they thought she was out of place. And she, poor thing, she had a pair of those blue jeans on and a dress, and her was all naked, and she got up there. But that's all right. God knew she didn't understand it. But I believe in when you get up on that platform, you should be dressed nice. You should look nice, and you should dress nice. If you're going to be before the public, I believe we should be an example to the world. But it's not necessary to have 1,000 dresses. Not necessary. It's a waste of money. So then, here she's going to go to heaven. And every one of those dresses she's going to leave in those closets. And then somebody maybe quarrel over them who gets the best one. That's where it happens sometime. But the factory in heaven, the Holy Ghost factory in heaven. Now, I've been in dress factories. In fact, we make dresses down there in the jungles. We got those little hand sewing machines just to cover them up back in the jungles and make a dress real quick and sew it together and real fast. And then you got a covering. And that's all you need is a covering down there in the jungles because it's hot in places. But in heaven, I told you how big the dance floor in heaven, the sea of glass. I told you how beautiful the city four square is. I told you how beautiful the mansions are. But on the second floor in heaven, here's this vast factory. Where do they get the cloth from? You know, the cloth is simple. God the Father, he absolutely makes diamonds, and all he has to do is create them. And he creates this beautiful cloth, and it's wonderful. This cloth is real cloth, but it's Holy Ghost cloth. It's something to get all kinds of beautiful colors. All kinds of pretty colors. And all God has to do, instead of rolling it out and get cotton from the field, all God has to say, here's another billion yards of cloth. That's all he's got to say. And it's there. It's there. And then the angels are, you know what? And they are fixing sizes. This is what amazed me. They have fixed sizes because we're not going to be all the same size in heaven. We'll be known as we're known, just exactly as we'll be known as we are known. And then they're fixing them. Can you look in there and see thousands of angels? Boy, Jesus puts those angels to work, I'm telling you. There's no lazy person in heaven. You're not lazy in heaven. And they get up in the morning, but there is no morning. Get up, they're always up. That's what I like about it. You don't sleep till noon in heaven because there's no noon. You don't sleep in heaven till get up 5 or 6 o'clock because you're always up. You're not down. You're always up. You're always, because there's no labor of the kind of this earth. It's a heavenly labor. But there is labor, but it's a spiritual labor. When it's all finished, we'll be able to work in administration in heaven. But going through this great clothing factory, and they didn't have sewing machines like they have here. They were doing it with a hand of needlework. They were doing it with these angels making your garments, making them for you. And they'll fit you. You won't have to try 3 or 4 on. And you don't have to send them to cleaners because you wear that and never have to change it because it'll never get dirty. Because there's no dirt in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And there we got, how beautiful heaven is, and going through that place where these dresses are being created for you. And Jesus walked through with me with that place, and he looked to the left and looked to the right. He said, aren't they working so beautiful? Aren't these? And you know what they're for? They're being prepared for your body for the countless number. And then can you imagine these that are in the outer perimeter, when they're fit to go in to partake with us and go before the throne of God, 1,000 years after, some of them be after the great rapture, in there before the judgment. And that's why they won't be in the rapture. They have already been in the outer perimeter. And there's going to be a beautiful, when they come out of there, they'll fit them on with this beautiful, beautiful garment. Hallelujah! To come up before the throne of God. And they explained to me what the seventh heaven was. The seventh heaven is where God the Father is on his throne. But there is a path going up from up to the throne of God. Can you get the picture in your mind of the great procession before the throne of God? And then the one coming down, I saw angels coming down on a ladder, coming down to this earth through a ladder and going up in a smaller way. And Jesus come down that ladder and laid his hands on me many years ago. There was Jesus come down to me, especially to me, and appeared to me in my room. Oh, that was a beautiful time. And I came out of that bed and, oh, hallelujah, with Jesus laying his hands on me. And I'll tell you, that did something to me to know to Jesus to appear before me upon this earth. Oh, wasn't that wonderful, Jesus, how we did that? Wasn't that wonderful, how you came to me? But I want you to think of this great possession. Now, I want you to just think of the throne. Can you please imagine in your earthly mind the throne of God? Now, I want you to please get this clear in your mind. And then millions, now millions, going up this pathway up before the great throne of God, before God the Father, going up there. Then as they are coming down, walking before God as reverence to God the Father. And you know how often that's going to happen? Every 12 times a year. 12 times a year, they told me, that everyone that's born again in heaven, hallelujah, and as the wedding garment on, glory to God, will go up and they'll be prepared, they'll be dressed by God's hand. Be all dressed, not by some earthly factory. But be dressed by the hands of God.
and going up before the throne of God, walking up there, millions, and then coming down another path, as it were, down back into heaven. And that's going to happen every month, as the fruit of the trees bear their fruit every month afresh. We'll take that possession and give glory to God the Father. Oh, I want to tell you, can you imagine going up there? Can you see that missionary that's gone and under the throne of God? Can't you see that little child that's been and brought out from a mother's womb in abortion? Can't you see that child? Please see it. Please see it. It's real. Please see it. And then you come up and you go up that great, great road pathway, walking up before God the Father on His throne. That's right. And then coming on down the other side and back into your part of heaven. I'll tell you one time I was in a great meeting. I don't know how many thousands were there, and they said, let's have a holy march. And it was in a great big warehouse. I'll never forget it. It was a tremendous place. And the saints of God, we used to call one of the saints, she's a saint of God. We don't hear that very much. We say, he's a brother and a sister. But in the old days, we used to say, well, he's a saint, she's a saint. And we'd call one another the saints of God. And we are the saints of God. We're not just brothers and sisters. When we're born again, glory to God, and filled the Holy Ghost, we become a saint for Jesus. Hallelujah, because we're saints of God. That's right. And I'll tell you, to be a saint, you can't be a devil and be a saint at the same time. You just become a saint, and that's it. So then, praise the Lord, going up there, hallelujah, up that throne. And you can see them. I saw a march around this place, and they were making a missionary march. And they looked beautiful. I never forget all those missionaries going around from different parts of the world in this massive warehouse. And it looked so good. Down in Brother Osteen's church, they had a missionary march. In the auditorium, in the city auditorium, great big auditorium. And I didn't know whether I was get that position, but there was a great big long line of missionaries. And Brother Osteen says, Dr. Collett, would you lead this procession? And Sister Collet was there, all dressed in white. And I dressed up and I took her hand and led that missionary march. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Before there, right in Houston, Texas, right there where Brother Osteen was conducting his Easter or whatever it was, celebration. Oh, I won. But I felt so good there. But I'll tell you, I was about to jump off that platform when I was leading that place because I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. And I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God. I feel the glory of the Lord. I feel His presence. I feel it because He's real. But I'll tell you now, do you know who's going to lead us up that procession? It's not going to be me, but it's going to be Jesus. I want you to think of Jesus leading that march, getting ready to lead that march. He's the one, I want to tell you, that paid the price on Calvary that He could absolutely, without a question, He's the only one that has the right to lead His church up before the throne of God. And as He leads us, I don't think I'll be very far behind. I don't want to be. I want to be close to Jesus. I want to get up. But I'll tell you, you want to know those pastors will be up there, the pastors' wives that's really been faithful will be up there and get in that glory march. That'll be a glory march. We're in the Glory Land March. That's the glory land we're talking about, the glory land. And we'll really get in that glory land march. And we'll march two and two. Do you know what? Jesus sent them out two and two together. And we'll march two and two together. And you'll have your hand, well, there'll be no male or female. It'll be so wonderful for you to have your wife a hold of your hand. Hallelujah. And a brood of children right behind your children and grandchildren. All going up the throne of God because you've been saved and you are filled with the Holy Ghost when you get up there. You will have the Holy Ghost. And going up before God and the most wonderful part, singing a new song. and the orchestra playing, all that heavenly bands are playing down there, all that you talk about a well, you talk about a band well, and when you look up there, you will see thousands, because the angels will not get in that march. The angels will not get in the march, only the redeemed, not the angels. The angels will be down there playing the instruments, and the bells will be ringing up above. And then I'm telling you about heaven, what I saw in heaven, and I want you to realize I saw heaven. I was in heaven. I prayed for 7 years. Let me see your glory. And Jesus told me how it's going to happen. And he let me have a vision of how it's going to happen in heaven. He said, on that. And he switched it on. Just all he'd done was switch it on. And he showed me how it was going to happen. And I'll tell you, I know when we walk up there, and it's not just a mile. It's not just a mile. It's a lot of miles from the base of the throne up before God. But you won't get tired. It'll be long walks in heaven because you've got a million miles this way, that way, and all over the place. And you'll have plenty of room. But that's going to happen once a month to go up before God. And what you do, you'll sing, glory, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. That will be in God's language. You'll sing it in God's language. That's what you'll sing it in. Because we will glorify God the Father. Glorify Him. Now, do you want to go there? Do you want to go there? Of course you do. I want to pray right now. I want to pray a prayer for you tonight, right now. Anybody around here, please close your eyes, because this is a serious prayer. Father, you know I'm delivering this message to this earth as you told me to do. I'm set my life aside for you, Father, and you know it. You know it, Jesus. You know it, Holy Ghost. Oh, what I can see right now. Right now, while I'm making this tape, I can see right now a vision of heaven. Right now, with my eyes, I can see a vision of heaven right now. Come right before me. Right now, while I'm bringing this closing prayer to you, Jesus, please, in the name of the Father, in Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, power of the Holy Ghost, touch these hearts out there right now. Touch them to come and kneel at your feet. Touch them now, Father, to let the Spirit of the Lord speak to them. That boy that's out there, Father, that's just taking dope cocaine, that's out there smoking the marijuana, and those that are in the nightclubs as they hear this tape, wherever this tape is played, Father, please cause them to get down on their knees, touch them heart by the power of conviction. Convict them, Father, in Jesus' name, that they might just kneel at your feet. Jesus, please appear to them right now as they come to you. Now repeat this prayer after me again. Oh, dear Jesus, wash me in thy blood, make me clean and pure. Take away my sins and take them away in Jesus' name. Oh, repeat it again. I believe that I'm saved. Say it. I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm born again. I believe I am. Now I tell you what you do. You've done it, haven't you? Go and look for a word church. You know what a word church is? A word church is a place where they preach the Word of God. There's a lot of these churches springing up today all over the world. Go and find yourself one. Get in it and just learn the Word of God. Just learn. Get yourself a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, get yourself a Bible. But please, if you did accept Jesus through this tape as your Savior, stop your car. Go right along, so and I'll repeat it again. Save me. Speak to me, Jesus. Say it. Say it. Let's repeat it. I give my heart to you, Jesus. All right. Say it. Okay. I believe you, Jesus. You can save my soul. Okay. I want to give my heart to you, Jesus. I want to be born again. Please write a letter in. Please write it in to me. I'll tell you, I want to be honest with you. I won't have time to read these thousands of letters. I just won't tell you I read every letter because I won't be able to. We'll have some workers here that will. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to read every letter because it'd be impossible for me to read thousands of letters.
So I'm not going to say I read every letter. I can't do it. But we'll have thousands of workers. And when I'm saying thousands, I mean there's going to be thousands to read your letter. Get volunteers, born again, Holy Ghost, will read your letter. And then they'll sit down and write and answer you. Personally, you'll get an answer back to encourage you, your name and address. Go, hallelujah. Let's Gurubashanda, do it, Jesus. I know you will. Arabashanda Kabalasa. And you'll get to this beautiful heaven and spend eternity. Where will you spend eternity? In heaven, the heaven I've been talking about when you give your heart to Jesus. You don't want to go by the way of the devil. You don't want to do that. And you just tell us, you just write and tell us, say, I give up cocaine. I give up playing the harlot. I give up doing all these things. I just give it up. Say, I'm through with the world. Just write the letter and tell us. Say, I feel the Spirit of the Lord in my life. I know I've been born again. You write that letter. And I'll tell you, I know that we'll answer you personally. We'll have people here, women and men, that'll sit down and answer that letter. And I'll tell you, praise the Lord, I want you to go to heaven, hallelujah, because heaven's a beautiful place. Oh, him that cometh unto me, I will no ways cast out. You will not get cast out. Jesus will be a greater friend to you, greater than a brother. And you'll have that beautiful dress on that they're preparing for you for heaven. And you'll be one of the redeemed. You'll be a redeemer. And if you've given your heart to Jesus right now, you're already redeemed. You're already redeemed. You have been redeemed. How have I been redeemed, you might say? By the blood of the Lamb. The blood is written. Jesus, I ask you to apply your blood to these precious people, Father, who have really and truly given their heart to the Lord. Wash them in the blood. Let their blood cover and take away their sins. Just take away their sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. So your sins may be as scarlet. They will be white like wool or snow. Makes no difference. Oh, I know it's done something for you. You've been born again right now. I know through this tape, whatever country you're in, whether you're in China, whether you're in whatever, come in. I know because this is going to come to you in your language. God has promised me this will happen. I got a work to do for God, and I must be faithful. I must be honest before the Lord. And I must stand because I want to go back up to heaven, not to heaven, back up there. And I want to hear him say again to me, well done thou good and faithful servant. I want and I am going to be, not I want to be, but I am going to be faithful to the work of the Lord. Again, we pray this closing prayer. Bless everyone that's heard this tape out in Radio Land, that's heard them, Jesus. Bless them. Bless them, Lord, by your glory. Now go to some word church and get filled with the Spirit. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because we're recruiting in God's army. We're right in a recruiting business now. We are recruiting soldiers to come into God's army. And then you belong to the army of God and the army of the Lord. Things will change in your life. It'll change your life. I know it will. Because it's so real. God is so real. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.